Hi everyone. I'm recording this a little early, but I guess you could still listen to it at night, so I think it's okay. It's fine. I've given up on giving you everything I had. I'm picking up the pieces that I put on display. You never understood them, and you wouldn't take a step into my gallery. I glue the girl back together. As she fights the skirts you sneered at and the pink lip you said wasn't to your taste. I place it on her mouth to decorate long howls and dress her in all she has left. I still paint by your numbers and they add up to fuck all. I have more troubles than your approval, but I seek it every second. I'm busy rebuilding the girl you left behind and the girl she was before you. Wardrobe malfunction, 2009 to 2009. They all knew. Secret juice, not my flavour. Cool vodka makes you brave. Oscar nominee. Never angry. Just glad to play lovers once. My first boyfriend was gay. And I didn't know, but everybody around me apparently did. Lots of my friends kept questioning the relationship and saying, are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure that he's gay. And I was like, no, it's fine. I mean, he didn't do it maliciously, you know. I think, unfortunately, it's a situation that a lot of young men and women do find themselves in which the people around them don't want them to be honest about who they are. And it leads to them having to live this lie, and other people get caught up in it. But even though maybe he didn't love me in the way that I perhaps wanted him to, he was genuinely one of the nicest people that I've ever met, and I'll always be grateful for the time that we had together, even if it was different in perspective for both of us. A seed hides in boots, runs up legs, vines around my body. I am new to he. If this is nothing, sink me. I grow wild under his gaze. In so many ways, I am elegant, prosperous, ridiculous. My head is a garden of us, new, breathing things we planted together. Salty water feeds my stem, my hunger incessant, my eyes accommodating. From girl to wolf woman, it was your turn to lead. In the woods, short skirts and stanzas. Though you were miles away. Saw you in London once, hiked up Covent Garden. They did ask, and yes, poetry, from your throat to my core. If I'm ever to ever know, or if I never do, I have grown under watchful words not intended for me. I planned for Manchester, never quite could, never quite will. Heart broke down, I camped by the stars, wrote to you, wrote to me, and then the world. Cupid heels and breakup blues. I tripped on us, inhaling your bad attitude like cocaine, until I saw stars in the flaccid fallacy you fed, and a unicorn sprung from the sky to tell me that I still loved you. Yet I ran through cliche clearings, my corpses hanging from the trees, swinging back and forth, gazing doe-eyed at the past. The credits cracked in the sky as the moon sighed and said, "Move on, kiddo. Move on." I lip-synced love along our mutual melody. Life is good, but mortality moves me. I dance for the danger, but you don't play that way. God, you're so secure. Not quite the daring darling that I am. So ambitious to build, but destined to destroy. Helpless to the heaven, pulling the wings from our butterfly and burning our love under a sunny day and a looking glass. I'm a wormhole of wasted time, but you still explore. When I trip you on the laces you wish were Velcro and you topple through the walls constructed to keep out conquerors like me. If I could be something else, believe me, we would play make-believe, but I've been running, smart enough to invest in Velcro, and I can't catch up to the me who's already running from you.